Good morning, everyone. The reading is from John chapter 12, beginning at verse 12. The next day, the great crowd that had come from the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that they had done these things to him. Now, the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the world has gone after him." Amen.
Thank you, George. Taylor's sheets there if you want to take one over. You don't have to write in it, it just helps you when we're reading the sermon. Marion will give them out. Let us now, God, as we come now to hear your word preached on this Palm Sunday, we thank you for bringing us to this special day in our Lent journey. Lord Jesus, as we now watch you ride into Jerusalem, would you help us to understand what kind of king you really are? And Lord, would you help us to see you clearly? And we know that this can only be done through the power and the agency of the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, come now and help us to listen and to really hear. In the loving name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So today is Palm Sunday. And this is a day when we remember how Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of a young donkey. You know, this day has been described by Christians for generations as the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the triumphal entry. And what a wonderful time of year it is to be a Christian. As we begin to think about Holy Week, leading up to the most amazing celebration of all, Easter Sunday, next Sunday. You know, so far that we have journeyed through this Lent journey and saw some very powerful conversations. We've seen Jesus resist temptation in the wilderness. We've heard him tell Nicodemus about being born again. We've watched him offer living water to the woman at the well. We've heard Jesus' hard words about denying ourselves and taking up our cross daily. And last Sunday, we saw Jesus with Mary and Martha as he wept and then raised Lazarus from the dead. And now we come to Palm Sunday. The crowds are shouting Hosanna. They're waving palm branches and putting their cloaks down on the road. And what a celebration this is. But you know, here's the question. If this is such a triumphal entry, why did they crucify Jesus at the end of the week? How could such joyful shouts of Hosanna so quickly turn to shouts of crucify him? And that's what we're hopefully going to look at this morning. So we start in John chapter 12, verse 12, that George read for us there. It says, "The next day the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem." Now what's the context here? Well, this is the Passover week. Jerusalem would have been absolutely packed with people. It's thought that the population of Jerusalem could grow from about 30 to 50,000 to over 200,000 during the Passover. So an extra 100,000 to 150,000 people than were usually there. That's a lot of people. People came from all over to celebrate this feast. The feast when they remembered God's deliverance of Israel from their slavery in Egypt. And words get round that Jesus is going to be there. People are excited. No wonder they're excited. This is the same Jesus who's just raised Lazarus from the dead in nearby Bethany. We spoke about that last week. And the good news has got around. I'm sure that would happen here as well. Someone's raising somebody for the dead and he's coming to your town. I'm sure there'll be plenty of people going to see him. Verse 13 says, they took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. So the crowds here, they're treating Jesus like royalty. Palm branches were symbols of Jewish nationalism and victory. So waving them was a political statement. It was saying, we want freedom and we want our king. And listen to what they're shouting, Hosanna. Literally means save now, rescue us, save please, grant salvation. So the crowds are calling on Jesus to save them, probably from the Roman occupation. They're also quoting Psalm 118, which was a messianic psalm sung during the Passover. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So they're recognizing that Jesus is one sent by God. They're calling him here the King of Israel. This is a messianic welcome. Messianic meaning a belief or a hope in the Messiah. The crowds are saying that Jesus is the promised King, the descendant of David who would restore Israel's glory and establish God's kingdom. But then something really unexpected happens. Verse 14, it says, Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it as it is written. Now that's a really strange thing to do. If Jesus wanted to show himself as this great leader and the kind of Messiah that the crowds were definitely hoping for, he would have ridden into Jerusalem on a big horse, a powerful horse, because that's what kings did. They led armies, they showed their strength. But Jesus deliberately chooses a young donkey. And you know, this is not an accident. John tells us that it's fulfilling scripture. Verse 15 says, do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. John here is quoting Zechariah 9, verse 9, which says, rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Jesus here is declaring himself to be Israel's king, but he's shown himself to be a particular kind of king, a humble king who comes in peace. Because the donkey means something in this culture. A king riding a donkey would be a symbol of peace, but the crowds don't really understand this, and neither do his disciples. Verse 16 says, at first his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. So even the disciples here don't get it. You think in all that time they've spent with Jesus and they still don't really understand what's going on here. They're also probably caught up in the excitement. You know, when we're excited and we're really sometimes not thinking straight. They probably thought that this was the moment when Jesus would establish his earthly kingdom. They didn't understand that Jesus was deliberately staging this entry to provoke the events that would lead to his death. It was only after the resurrection and after Jesus was glorified that they looked back and they were able to understand what was going on Palm Sunday. We then read in verse 17, it says, now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed the sign, went out to meet him. So raising Lazarus to life that we preached on last Sunday It's still the talk of the town. That's why the crowds are so big. They've heard about this amazing miracle, and they want to see the man who did it. And then verse 19, so the Pharisees said to one another, see, this is getting us nowhere. Look at how the whole world has gone after him. Look how the whole world has gone after him. So the religious leaders are really worried here. Jesus is becoming very, very popular. The crowds are following him, and they don't know what to do about it. But here's what we need to understand. This whole scene is setting up the tragedy that will happen this coming week. The crowds are shouting Hosanna, but they're shouting for the wrong reasons. They want a political king, and they want someone to overthrow Rome. And when Jesus doesn't give them what they want, they will turn against him. By Friday, these same crowds will be shouting, crucify him. From Hosanna to crucify him in such a short time. But here's the question for us. Are we really that different from these crowds? Do we sometimes follow Jesus for the wrong reasons? Do we want him to fix our problems, make our lives comfortable? Do we want Jesus to be our king as long as he fits into our plans and our lives? Because that's not who Jesus is. He is not the king that gives us everything we want. He's the king who calls us to take up our cross and follow him. We spoke about that a few weeks ago. He's the king who rides a donkey to his own death. He's the king who saves us, but by dying for our sins. You know, I've seen so many people over my Christian journey, so many people I've known well, really well, fall away from following Jesus. Sometimes it's because life didn't go as they'd hoped for. Maybe they get sick and Jesus didn't heal them. Maybe they lost their job and Jesus didn't provide the way that they expected. Maybe their marriage fell apart. Maybe people in the church hurt them. Sadly, I've seen a lot of that happen over the years, but thankfully not here at Craighill. But you know, when Jesus doesn't meet their expectation and he doesn't give them what they think they need, they can walk away very easily. And I understand this because I myself have been there. I became a Christian in 2008 and I was really on fire for the Lord, getting used greatly. But you know, 4 years after that, I was able to walk away. Tried to push Jesus far, far from my life because things were not going in my life the way I thought things were going to go. And you know, at the root of all of that was this, that I did not fully understand who Jesus was, and I was following him for all the wrong reasons. But here's what I learned, and it took me a good time to learn it. Here's what I learned. If we are to follow Jesus faithfully, if we are not going to be like those crowds on Palm Sunday who turn on him by the Friday, then we need to understand who Jesus really is. It's all about God's character. Who is he? Jesus is the Messiah and he is the king, but often he's not the kind of king that we expect. He's the king who rides a donkey. He's the king who washes feet. Have you ever heard of that? A king washing feet? He's the king who dies for people, and he's the king whose kingdom is definitely not of this world. And if we follow Jesus wanting him to be something else, sadly, we'll get very disappointed. If we follow him thinking that Christianity is about health, or money, or success, or comfort, then sadly, we're following Jesus for the wrong reasons. The right reason to follow Jesus is because of who he is. We follow him because he is the rightful king over every heart and every life. We follow him because he died for our sins and rose from the grave. We follow him because he is the only one that can save us. And yes, following Jesus brings blessings. We know that. Look at the amazing family of God we have here at Craighill Church. He cares for us. And look what our life can look like when we go all in for Christ. And yes, he walks with us through difficulties. We know that. We spoke about that last week. The challenges of life. And Jesus is with us at every single stage of that. But he never promises, never, to make our lives easy or comfortable by the world's standards. In fact, he promises the opposite. He says we must take up our cross daily. He says that we'll face persecution. He says narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life. So when we face illness, which we do, when we struggle financially, which many of us do, when we lose the people we love, and don't we all know what that feels like? When our marriages are hard, when people reject us because of our faith, when life doesn't go the way that we planned, these things do not mean that Jesus has failed us. Absolutely not. And you know, here's the beautiful thing. Jesus knew exactly where he was going on Palm Sunday. He wasn't naive about what was coming, and he was not surprised when the crowds turned on him. As I said earlier, he was deliberately leading these events that would sadly lead to his death, because that is why he came. Jesus came to be the Passover lamb. He came to die for our sins. He came to take the punishment that we deserve for all the wrong things that we do, all the times that we know what we're supposed to do, and we still choose to do the other thing. He came to defeat sin, death, Satan, through his own sacrifice. You know, on Easter Sunday, and we will celebrate that death does not have the last word. The king who died on Friday rose on Sunday. The king who looked defeated actually won the victory. So this Palm Sunday, as we remember Jesus entering Jerusalem, let's ask ourselves these questions. Why are we following him? And what kind of king do we want him to be in our lives? Are we like the crowds, wanting Jesus to fix our problems and make our lives comfortable? I've done that many times in my journey, absolutely. Or are we willing to follow him wherever he leads, even to a cross? Are we shouting Hosanna because we want something from him, or because we recognize who he is? Remember, the crowds on Palm Sunday, they got it wrong. They wanted the wrong kind of king. And when Jesus didn't give them what they wanted, they very quickly turned on him. But you know, we have the advantage now of knowing the whole story. We know about Friday. We know about Sunday. We know that Jesus is the king who saves us through his death and resurrection. So let's not make the same mistakes that these crowds made. Let us all follow Jesus for who he really is, and for not for who we want him to be, because Jesus is the king. Let's fix our eyes fully on Christ and let him truly be the center of everything we do, in every circumstance and in every single situation of life. Life's ups, life's down. To quote Evelyn, for the joys and for the sorrows. For the joys and for the sorrows. That's what her poetry book is called. And don't we know that? For the joys and for the sorrows. So as we move into this Holy Week and we remember Jesus' journey to the cross, let's remember his great sacrifice. Let's remember that the King loved us so much that he rode into Jerusalem knowing exactly what was in front of him. He went to the cross because that's how much he loves us. And let's remember that through all of this, God is with us. We are never, ever alone. The king who rode a donkey into Jerusalem is the same king who reigns at the Father's right hand. And he's the king who will come again in glory. And until that day, let's follow him faithfully. Let's shout Hosanna, because we want to serve our risen Lord. Amen. Well, let us again join our hearts together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Palm Sunday. We thank you for the reminder of who Jesus is. Lord, forgive us when we follow you for the wrong reasons. Forgive us when we want you to fit our plans instead of surrendering to yours. Lord, would you help us to see Jesus clearly? Would you help us again to understand that he's the king who rides a donkey, who washes feet, who who serves people and who dies for his people, and the King who loves us so much. Father, as we enter Holy Week, we ask that you help to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and help us to live as people who serve the risen King. In the loving name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.